They do, they work from their cars. Where people work from. Okay, let us proceed. So yesterday we learned some very fascinating things about a Choshuv I Am. We saw the wonderful Chofetz Chaim there in the Bir Aloch in Simen Shin Chaf Es about being Mechalal Shabbos to save someone's life, even though when you've saved their life afterwards, they're not going to keep any mitzvahs. Mishum Chaim Shel Yisrael. That's the reason why we do it. That's the Cheshivas of a life of a Yid. We saw the din of Ein Doichin Nefesh Mishum Nefesh. And therefore, we are trying to be Mekayim, the Rabbeinu Yoina that we saw the other day. Sheyeda Ha'ish Ha'oived Erech Atzmo. Yes, you know what his value is. Now it's starting to get a sense of what our value is. We have some sense of our Choshuv Shabbos is, correct? And we see that Hashem's going to give all the Shabbos in order to keep some vegetable alive for half a minute. We're starting to get a sense of the value of a life. That's what we're busy trying to do, and we picked up a lot of good answers here, but obviously the person has to work this. It's not going to happen automatically. Samachtes. מכל הדברים הללו, אלו שכביכול הקודש ברוך הוא צריך אותנו ולכן הוא מוכן להשקיע בחיינו דברים נפלאים עד מועד, ודאין עלינו לברך כיצד יתוך. From everything we said up to now, you should have realized that כביכול הקודש ברוך הוא seems to need us and he's prepared to invest an enormous amount in our lives. But obviously we have to understand how is this possible שהקודש ברוך הוא צריך אותנו. What do you mean Hashem needs us? הוא לא חסר כלום. Hashem is Sholem. You can't change him, you can't give him anything. So what are you giving him? So what's this all about? Why is my life so choshuv to Hashem? Why am I so choviv? What's the lotion there that Rabbeinu Yoina? It's more than Rabbeinu Yoina this. The godness and the chashivas and the love that Hashem has for us. What? What's going on here? Now we're going to say some interesting things here. Watch carefully. Yisrael moisifin koyach begvura shel malo. The lotion of Chazal, the lotion of a posuk, I think. Yisrael moisifin koyach begvura. Yisrael adds strength to the gvura. Hashem. And the mighty divrei Chazal v'kama makodesh v'shenim v'flayim v'nois hazeh. Kach amru chachomim v'dash rabba. Rabbi Zari ben Shem Rehuda bar Simon Omer. The Midrash in Eicher Rabbah, Rabbi Zari ben Shem Rehuda bar Simon said, "Bezman sheYisrael oisim ritzoyne shel mokum, when Klal Yisrael does the rotzon of Hashem, moisif in koyach begvura shel mala. We add power to the strength above, b'lamala. Kmo dat ama belokim nasa chayel." We give power to Hashem. We give power to Hashem. Hashem's a little bit didn't take his protein shot today, so we give him a bit of power. It's Chazal. We have to understand this. It was one chance. So just let's just finish the midrash. Then we'll be more shocked, and then we can. It was one chance. So loisim etzonu shomokim kaviyachol matishin koich godol shel malad iksev su yelot cheteshi. That's just a posuk. That's not Chazal anymore in Midrashim. That's a posuk. The rock of your youth you have weakened. When you don't do the rotzon Hashem, you weaken Hashem. Yisro masivin koich begvura shomala, or chas v'chilia matishim esa koich shomala. You should be shocked. Your jaw should be hanging on your knees. We give strength to Hashem. We take away strength from Hashem. When we do the rotzon Hashem, Hashem's all beefed up. And we don't do the rotzon Hashem, he's very weak. That's what Chazal say. How do we understand this? You wanted to say something, Ron?
No. Just
correct. So we are curious. Gvura means power. Okay, he's being medaik in the word gvura. Okay, good, good. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Good question. Good question. I There's another fascinating pasuk which he brings up from the Zohar. The Zohar quotes a similar idea. Tinu oiz lelokim, give strength to God. Bema, oivdim kesharim. Kesharim aisim kesharim. Ah, yeah, he does translate the Zohar. Finally, he woke up and realized that Shur's losing his teeth here on all these quotes from the Zohar. So, yeah, he finally translated it. Why didn't it before? I don't know. Kesharim aisim kesharim, raisim kechat chaya lakodesh bohu. Well, I may much noise lelokim bema, bema isim kesharim. Now you give strength to Hashem. Hashem's lying down, he's a bit weak today, couldn't get up. So you do Maisim Tovim and Hashem gets his boost for the day. That's what seems to be true. V'ayin oid Shlo HaKadosh. The Shlo HaKadosh says like this. He brings from the Sifri. Elecha nesote es eina hayoshve b'shamayim. Elecha nesote es eina, to you I gave my eyes, who is sitting in Hashem, in Shamayim. It means, Pashtus, I've turned my eyes to the one that's sitting in heaven, yeah? I mean, that's who I look to for my whatever. Ilma lo ani, this is how he learns church. Ilma lo ani, if it wasn't for me, lo hayti yoshev b'shamayim, there wouldn't be someone sitting in Shamayim. That's quite gaivadik, no? If it wasn't for me, then Hashem would be Ilma lo ani, lo hayti yoshev b'shamayim, v'chein yoyimeh. Aboyne shemayim eloyisa v'agudosu al eretz yosoda ad kar. Okay, kiviyochol. Hamatzir shekolosh bochu moishol ba'olam hu yoshev b'shamayim hu mikoch bnei Yisrael. Again, we see the same idea. The matzir said a kolosh bochu is moishol ba'olam, that he rules the world and sits in shemayim, has something to do with the koyoch that he gets from Klal Yisrael. Pliotzu. Ruhayim b'midrash shel Nechumya ben Akana. In the Sefer Bahir, is a Kabbalistic work that was written before the Zohar. It's supposedly written by Rabbi Chuna ben Akana. He wrote the Sefer Bahir. And we're going to learn some Sefer Bahir now. Not that we're going to understand anything that it says, but not so Bahir. It's the Brisa of Yehuda ben Akana. The Zohar is the Brisa of Tzim by Yochai. This is the Brisa of Yehuda ben Akana. It would be pre-Zohar. Yehuda ben Akana lived long before the Tzim. Okay. Ubama mit chesed im koinoi. The Talmud Torah. How do you do chesed for Hashem? The Talmud Torah. Shekol aloy me Torah goymel chesed lekoinoi. Whoever learns Torah does chesed for Hashem. Diksev rochav shemayim ba'azrecha u'lavoso yishchokim. He who rides the heaven ba'ezrecha with your help. Haloy me kashanam loy me Torah lishmo. As ata oizeli. When a person does learns Torah lishmo. We'll have to see what that means. About he learns Torah lishmo, then you help me. Vani reichem shemayim, and then I'm reichem shemayim. Then I ride the heavens. Vaz begavoy se shchokim adka. State in Sefer Habay. Now we don't understand Sefer Habay, but that's what he says. V'chein omru chazal in the Reim Emeno. Al midas chesed shel Avraham Avinu izu chosid ze mitches amis chesed im koinoi. Ezu chosid, what's a chosid? Avram is called Avram chosid. What's a chosid? Someone who does chesed for Hashem. Chesed for Hashem. Never, until Avram came along, there was no one to take care of Hashem. Now that Avram came along, he did chesed for Hashem, a cold toy. Lo muvan bichlal, what he just said. Nishala Shaila, the Shaila that we all have flowing through our heads at the moment. First of all, this is Kvira Gomel. This is Kvira Gomel. What we just read now denies the very existence, the very definition of what we have of the Boira Oilo, as we said right in the beginning. And to say anything else is clearer. So we obviously understand that we haven't understood. Correct? If something's not chosi, you can't give him anything. Because he has everything. He's infinite. He is everything. So what are you going to give him? If you could give him something, that means he changes. Because before he didn't have it, now he does have it. Hashem can't change because he is everything. So this is very curious. And you should be curious. That's how we explore Torah, no? We know the Torah is true. You know, everything that we've said up tonight is true. We just don't understand it. So we have to explore and find out how this works for us. We're not going to come to the conclusion that the Bahi is wrong, or that really Hashem's not Chas V'Chelila Sholem. Those two options aren't correct. We know that. The Bahi knows what it's talking about. The Pasuk knows what it's talking about. We know that the Yud Gimel Ikarim are 100% correct. We give our lives for them. So we understand that we don't understand something. That's all. We have to understand it. And we are curious. Nishalas Shashayla, Ketzin Niten Lemer, okay. Varei L'Shem Yisparach Lo Chosem Umen. He's not lacking anything. Im Ken Ketzin Niten Lemer, Shana Noisnim Koyach Choyzek V'chay L'Kodesh Boku. How do we give many of these things? He has all of that already. Ketzin Niten Lemer, Mit Chesed Im Koyne. How can you do Chesed for Hashem? Dan Elias is in the Chesed, Ki Hu Tolu V'Chesedenu, He needs our Chesed. L'Hoysif Lo, O L'Hachzim Mimenu Koyach. We can give him Koyach, and take away Koyach. We're going to discuss this later. Or we could just end up with a tzarich yin and go back to bed. That's also one approach. Let's try and see if we can understand this. All of you know already the answer to this. We've spent months and months in Chelek Aleph learning these sugyos. Remember? Rings the bell, flick, flicks. We've seen this before. You probably before anybody else. You've been here longer than anyone else. You were in the old place, pre-Australia, a few years ago. Okay.
I haven't changed my code.
Okay, let's go a little bit further with this. We're trying to understand how choshuv we are. That's what we're trying to get clear. We're trying to understand mi ani. בתורים חריפים יאיש המצאנו בחזל הרמת הקשר בינינו לבוירו אינם בשיר השירים מלכון הכנס ישראל על ידי דוידו אחוי סירה יוסי יונוסי תמוסי. Much sharper expressions than we've mentioned up to now, חזל described the level of the relationship between the בוירו אילם and כלל ישראל in שיר השירים, where כלל ישראל is described as being דוידו אחוי סירה יוסי יונוסי תמוסי. Doda is my beloved, my uncle, Achis is my sister, Yossi is my spouse, Yonossi is my dove, that refers to a loyal relationship where it's unconditional, nothing changes. But Tamosi, my twin, I'm Hashem's twin. Hold it. He did it. Blame the twin. You have twins, you just blame the other one. Anybody got twins? You're a twin. So you know, oh good, I have two identical twins, and it was always the other one's fault.
Another guy like you?
There's another one like him?
Yeah.
There's another one like you, but you're very different. I assure you, you're very different. Okay, how identical you look. Alsana, you're very different. It's mamish. It's one of the most shocking things to see. Two people can look identical and be mamish, not even living on the same planet, let alone the same house. Oh, fascinating. I don't know what the evolutionists do with that. But anyway, that's their problem. Okay. So let's see what Chazal say about this Loshen, Tamosi. Chazal say, Kiviyochol lo ani gadol mimeno, velo hi gadole mimeni. What's a twin? We're the same. He's not greater than me, and I'm not greater than him. Now that I'm not greater than him, I don't need Chazal to tell him. But that he's not greater than me? What does that mean? Umosif in Chazal, Tamosi, Kishnei to umim, like two twins. Ma to umim alalu chashash ha'echad is roisho ha'sheni margush. Twins, when one has a headache, the other one feels it. Correct? You know when he's in tzar. Maybe not that extreme, but when you punch the other one cries. Yeah, that's it. Kach imo anoichi b'tzoro. Yalkut Shmoini, what does it mean? Kach imo ani b'tzoro. Hashem says, when close yourself in Torah, I'm with them b'tzoro. Like twins. But one has a headache, the other one knows that he's got a headache. His head also hurts. They are resonating with each other. They know what's going on in each other's lives. You have a friend like that, maybe, or sometimes with a spouse. You know when they're about to phone, you know what they're thinking. You have some kind of a subterranean connection with it. So that's us with Hashem. Kach imoy anoichi b'tzora. Yetzel al-Kain, can you say, now, Likras Kolosu Shilakoros Boruch. Klal Yisrael is also described as kalosoi, the bride, the wife of Hashem. Keta niten lavin zois, v'ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich otanu k'mo shebaal tzarich ishtoi. What does Hashem mean a wife? What does it mean to be his wife? HaKadosh Baruch Hu machshiv otanu k'shutfim b'maisa breishis. Hashem describes us in many places as partners in maisa breishis. V'kashe k'u tzarich shutfim, Hashem needs partners. Why do you take a partner? Because you need it, because you can't do it yourself. No person in his right mind would take a partner if he didn't need one. Partners are tzoros. As lawyers will tell you, they make the panos out of partnerships that went. They always go sour at some point because he needs you and you need him. I mean, he doesn't need you, so then. You can't do it on your own. Either you need someone who's got money or someone who's got a certain talent. But you don't take on a partner if you don't need one. Why do you take on a partner? If you're in pain, Hashem can't create the world without us. He managed quite well to create the whole world up till he created Adam and Rishon without too much help from us. Suddenly he needs our help for my separation. We become shutfim. How do you become a shutfim in my separation? So a person holds a cup of wine in his hand. It says Vayechulu. We all do that every Friday night. You take a cup of wine in your hand and you say Vayechulu. Ah, you just became a partner in Hashem's creation. We become partners in my separation. You see that? I done it. Yeah, you see those trees, the plants, and that's up. Yeah, all me. You see this guy here? Yeah, I done it. I done it. My separations. You're shooting from across both for my separations. Let's start taking the first tender steps towards the teretz here. There's one sentence that answers all these questions. It's a Mefurish Mishnah in Sanhedrin in Perek Dalet. Fascinating Mishnah. Chayev Adam Loima, Chayev Adam Loima, Vishvili Nivra Ha Oilom, Chayev Adam Loima. Everybody, Makayim, this food, how often do you have to do it? Call you up, a person has to say, Vishvili Nivra Ha Oilom. Like I said today, I don't know why these other cars are on my road. Why do I get stuck in Pukakim? These people are using my road, and they don't even pay me to use my road. Vishvili Nivra Ha Oilom. Kol Olam Kuloi. Hashemayim v'haaretz. You have to let your imaginations wander here when we talk about kol ha'olam kuloi. All the shemayim v'haaretz. Kol b'nei adam v'chayis ha'bahemus shotzim ramoshim ha'etzim v'kol ha'sheh v'yamoshu v'yamu v'kol ha'olam ha'selyonim v'tachtoinim melochim v'srofim. Kol ha'doyim shechir bo'olam v'kol ha'doyim shechir bo'olam ad bias ha'mashiach. Everything that ever was and ever will be in the physical world, the spiritual world, the shamayim, the aretz, the yam, everywhere, everything. Every Jew needs to know it's all for him alone. If there was no one else in the world, it'd still be there just for him. That's even wackier than anything we said up to now. I don't need all of that stuff. I'm never going to the Amazon, so what do I need? What do I need? There's stars that are billions of light years away from you. But I have need. But I've got something to do with me. The little creatures crawling around at the bottom of the yam there, the Antarctic or whatever. Well, I didn't know. Now we understand why you're not doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Because yeah, you have an entire universe, and yeah, you have an entire universe. And you can't push off this entire universe for this entire universe. Because each one is an entire world. Not just somebody who's out there functioning and doing is the whole world created just for him. But someone who's lying in a coma in some basement in some hospital connected to a machine, Rahman al-Itzlaq. and he's not doing anything. He's not even breathing. The machine's breathing for him. Kol olam kulo nivra bishviloi. He's also chayv loima bishvili nivra oima. Kol olam yavid chas v'chelila. The whole world can get lost. Chas v'chelila. Ubevad shelo neva es isa adam kerei kol olam nivra bishviloi. Olam sholim. And the whole world was created for him. Therefore, if the whole world goes, it's fine, but he can't go because the world's created for him. He wasn't created for the world. First of all, how do you understand that every human being is an Olam Moleh? If you say Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the entire universal experience that ever was and ever will be was all because of me, then we need to understand what's Bria Soilam all about. Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, but why was Olam Nivra in the first place? Bishvili, yeah, but for what? No, Bishvili. Bishvil Chalama. Well, what is Bria Soilam all about? If I'm an Olam Shalom and the whole world's gonna die because of me, I need to know what the Olam is all about.
We are. And the reason why we're so important?
One person at a time. The first thing is, Perek Tes is called Miani. We're trying to answer that question. Correct? We just said that in order to answer that question, we need to know why the world was created. Bishvili Nivroilo. That's part of me understanding a Hoshuvaya. That's part of understanding Ani Oila Mole. We understand what was the world created for in order so I can understand why I'm so Hoshuv in this world.
Hmm.
Of course, we have to understand that. That's all we want to understand. That's how we started. You have to do chazara.
No, the other way around.
You have to do chazara.
So I thought you do all the way around. Like,
you thought, but the sefer tells you to think different.
Okay.
In this world, we use chopsticks. You eat with a fork. That's your problem. But in this world that we're in, it's called Pirka Makshav and Isainas Achri Sayomi. He's going this way. You'll write your sefer. You'll do it however you want. I'm trying to understand what he's saying. The Abbas. Let's see. Oh, so I'm created for joy, and I understand all the answers to all these questions. That's how I give koyach to Hashem. That's why nechem does nefesh. That's why I'm a shittin of my celebrations, because I'm yet to have pleasure. One thing's for sure, no question, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world not for himself. He doesn't need it. Hashem created the world for me. Olam chesed yibonek. He created the world to do chesed for me. So it's got to be good for me. And he's created for my benefit, for my pleasure, for my joy. Yeah, that's for sure. Because if he created for him, then he's not him, because then he's chosam. He needs something from the Bria. Can't need anything. Is Hashem any different before the creation as after the creation? He can't be any different. Well, that's Shah Gimel in the Nefesh HaChaim. He has a whole arichas on this subject. And he says, you're not allowed to talk about it, but since so many people are talking about it and getting it wrong, he felt compelled to get it right. So he wrote about it, and Hashem Yechapeli, Hashem should forgive me, and there's a whole, there's tshuva before he even starts the perek, and you're welcome to go look and see what he says. Some of you will, some of you won't. I assure you, you won't understand any more before or after. If you get it wrong, you're in a lot of trouble. So it's better not to know it than to get it wrong. He says that itself. It's better not to know these things. But at the end of the line, we on our level understand that Hashem can't be any difference before the Bria as after the Bria. Because that means he changed and Hashem can't change. Because he is everything. Even this Bria that we're in, that looks like had something not to do with him, is all part of him as well. We understand that. He doesn't need space. He doesn't have place. He doesn't take up space. He is space. Oh. Not just me ani, but echani. How is it possible for me to be here in the face of an infinite oneness and there's still you and me? That's impossible. You're right. That's the miracle of the Bria. That's one of the miracles of the Bria. We spoke about that when we spoke about Bechira. How do you have Bechira? If everything in the Bria is the Rotzon Hashem, how could you do something that's not the Rotzon Hashem and still exist? The minute you did something connect the Rotzon Hashem, you should cease to exist because there is nothing outside the Rotzon Hashem. And yet we see Hashem's created us. There are sugya shel atzimtzum, vakav. Those who want to go learn Kabbalah, go learn it. There, kol sugya shel atzimtzum. You have to go learn it. The choshev sugya tzerich lirmod et zeh. But But in Achinami, that's those are, yeah, that's an old question. In Achinami, we don't understand it. We don't understand. How can Olam Haba be tzaddikim yoshvim v'tarasayim v'roshechem v'nenin miziv ha-shechina? If you're nenin miziv ha-shechina, you're not there, because the ziv ha-shechina is infinite. So where's there room for me to be nenin from the ziv ha-shechina? If you don't understand that either. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, let's stop. Yeah. No, it's not so complicated.